endorsements on either side of the issue. Now, I don't necessarily want to solve that controversy. That's not what I'm attempting to do. We need to know who the King of the North is for ourselves and correctly from the Scriptures and the Spirit of Prophecy. But for those of us in Adventism that aren't familiar with this history, I'm at least giving you the tip of the iceberg that Daniel 11 is, which includes Daniel 10 and 12, they're all the same vision. This is a passage that has a great deal of history, controversial history within Adventism. Now, there's another controversy, and in my mind, it's the greatest controversy in prophecy in Adventism today, and it's the daily. And you find the daily in verse 31 of Daniel 11 mentioned, and then you find it in chapter 12 as well. And Sister White said that the pioneers had the correct view of the daily, and the pioneer position of the daily was that it was paganism. And in 1901, a different view came into Adventism. And at that time period, there was only a couple Adventists that believed that view, but they were leading figures, and they had a burden to promote this view. And Sister White's counsel, she had several things to say, but one of her main themes was is that the two men that were promoting this new view needed to keep quiet. And those statements where she says, on the subject of the daily, silence is golden. In our day and age, many leaders, theologians, students, whoever in Adventism will say, you know, the daily is not that important or relevant because I can go to passages in the Spirit of Prophecy where Sister White says on the subject of the daily, silence is golden. So for you to be, or anyone to be emphasizing that subject, lifting it up, you're opposing the Spirit of Prophecy. And that's not a fair reading of the information. Sister White's clear that on any subject that she addresses, she says time and circumstances needed to be considered. And when people are addressing this aspect of the Spirit of Prophecy, the classic illustration that comes to my mind is the time when she was rebuking Adventists for buying bicycles. And if I recall the actual statistics or the information at that time, a bicycle, when she was giving that rebuke, was costing people a month or 2 months' wages to buy one bicycle. So for you and I to take those passages where she's saying we should not be buying bicycles as Seventh-day Adventists, when